Herding Cats, written by Bagheera-san, read by Aurelius. The Doctor's wail could probably be heard in the furthest reaches of the TARDIS, definitely in the kitchen, from where Evelyn followed it to the console room. She had learned to distinguish between sounds of actual pain and distress and mere annoyance and whining, and this was definitely the latter. She walked at a leisurely pace and found him fussing and muttering under his breath at the console. "What's the matter?" she asked, but then she saw for herself. Four long parallel gashes ran across the smooth white surface of the console. "My poor girl," the Doctor moaned. "Oh, he should know better than scratching the console. It's not even furniture." "It isn't?" "No, of course not." He turned to her with indignation. "It's part of the TARDIS, Evelyn. There's a world of difference." "None that I see," she shrugged. "Well, you would if you were a Time Lord." He was beginning to sound sulky, so Evelyn tried reason. "But he isn't, Doctor. Or at least not entirely. Don't you think it's time to get him to be, well, TARDIS trained? Surely there's a few simple rules he could follow." Evelyn personally wasn't too bothered by the Master. At first she had felt awkward around their new guest. He was neither animal nor human, and on top of that, she had a hard time figuring out the Doctor's stance towards him, because while she got the impression the Doctor cared a great deal and was in turn charmed and chagrined by the Master's condition, he kept emphasizing the fact that the Master was a vile, evil villain of the worst sort, and for once he didn't seem to be exaggerating all that much. But she got used to the Master's fanged grin and the Doctor's schizophrenic behaviour fairly quickly, and by now she knew well enough just to let them be. They both knew how to follow basic hygiene and didn't, often, ambush her in the hallways. That made them better companions than some students she'd known. The Doctor shook his head. "I'm afraid he could never follow rules, no matter how simple or complex." "A lot like someone else I know," Evelyn chuckled. He didn't take the jab gracefully. "Not at all! And besides, he's a cat! You can't teach them tricks, Evelyn. They're free, dignified, elegant creatures. Much like me, in fact." He touched his cat lapel pin proudly like a badge of honour. But a moment later he slumped. "But I do wish he'd stop scratching vital parts of the TARDIS. I swear he does it on purpose." Evelyn gave him a pointed look. "That's probably because he does, Doctor." Just then, with perfect timing, the Master sauntered into the room. He scarcely looked like a predator, save for the yellow, hungry eyes and the graceful walk, but he pinned the Doctor with a look that was all cat, at once aloof and possessive. The Doctor tried to frown sternly. "Ah, there you are. Now what's that on the console?" One corner of the Master's mouth lifted. He must have had a devastating smile when he was all man, Evelyn thought. Quite a charmer. Now, with the glint of one pointy tooth, the grin transfixed you like prey. The Doctor's eyes followed him around the room, and by the time the Master stopped slinking around the console and stood before him, he'd forgotten to be stern. "Oh dear," the Master rumbled. "Those animal urges." It was a brazen lie. The Doctor clearly didn't notice or care. "Well," he said, melting, "it's only superficial, I suppose." "I miss the hunt," purred the Master and leaned closer, placing his hands on the Doctor's chest. Those clawed nails, Evelyn reminded herself, had left grooves in metal. The Doctor sighed. "I know, I know. You don't like to be kept inside. But it would be much, much too dangerous." Lifting his hand, the Doctor absently stroked the back of the Master's neck. As if in reflex, the Master gave a sound of pleasure and dug his claws into the Doctor's shirt. The Doctor hissed in pain, but didn't stop petting him. Smiling broadly, his eyes thin as slits, the Master turned his head and bit the Doctor's wrist without drawing blood. "Careful," the Doctor said fondly. Evelyn cleared her throat, but they both ignored her. She decided on a discreet retreat because she couldn't help the feeling that this wasn't quite the interplay of pet and owner. For one thing, the Master was much more aware than he let on, and the Doctor's indulgence carried a note of deliberate blindness. "What if those animal urges suddenly return?" she heard the Master ask slyly. "Well, we wouldn't want you to suffer, now would we?" Free, dignified, and elegant, that cats might be, but in Evelyn's experience they mostly tended to be manipulative little buggers, wrapping you around their little finger, or claw in no time. Evelyn snorted to herself as the doors closed behind her.